A reminder, OTBAM is live every morning in association with Gillette. Good morning, start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead. It's 17 minutes past 8 this morning. Let's speak with Caoimhe O'Neill about the situation at Liverpool. Caoimhe, good morning to you. First off, I did want to chat a little bit about what was the move behind Jurgen Klopp taking off his attacking triumvirate and changing the team around? Because it, in one respect, you can read it like a power move. It's like, look at the quality of footballer that I have, that I can go away to Amsterdam, whip off this world-class attacking trio and replace them with these guys, who actually, it turns out, are pretty good as well. See my works. Look at my power and dismay, whatever the rest of that Ozymandias line that I'm butchering is.
It did feel like a real show of strength, didn't it? I think it was, it took us all by surprise. I don't think anyone in history, maybe you'd have to look it up, have took off the front three and replaced them with three other players. I think with obviously what's happened to Virgil van Dijk, maybe Klopp sort of, trying to say, I'm going to look after my players moving forward in the season, which is something he's really good at. Obviously, injury worries are more of a concern for Liverpool now. But to bring on the likes of Diogo Jota, Shaqiri and Minamino, I think just shows what kind of strength and depth Liverpool have now. And, that hasn't always been the case. For a long time, we used to look at Man City's bench and be like, wow, that's, just unbelievable. Now Liverpool can look at their bench in that way and, to go and reclaim a title, that's what you have to have at your disposal.
And is part of that to try and give everybody the sense of confidence that we don't have Virgil, that's grand. Look at the rest of you who are here, and I'm going to put responsibility on you now.
Yeah, I think obviously he spoke after the game and said, Sadio Mane was playing with a dead leg, so that's why you've seen him come off, and he was iced up after that. Not a major concern. I think players play through similar things like that all the time, but I think it was almost as if now we'll look forward to Sheffield United at the weekend, give those players a half an hour rest. And, it was quite interesting to see him do that. But I think, given a debut to the likes of young Reece Williams, who's just 19, he's with Van Dijk being injured, he's one of the centre-back options. And then obviously, what a show of strength as well from Fabinho, who's, is he even a defensive midfielder anymore? Because he's one of the best centre-backs I've seen after last night.
That's a really interesting talking point. And I mentioned your piece at the top of the show where you went through the options to replace Van Dijk over the next little while. And I think you had Fabinho as your plan B at this point. On the evidence of last night, does he edge towards plan A?
Do you know what? You'd think so, just because of his showing at, his display at Stamford Bridge as well, and that 2-0 win. He was just so competent. What I love about Fabinho is he just loves to tackle. He'll tackle anyone, anywhere. That's his nature. That's his game. That's probably his strong point. His positioning as well is something that is just defensively, minded, that he just knows where to be. I don't think you always get that, with other players, but then obviously we've got Joel Matip to come back in at the weekend. He had a bit of a tight hamstring, so he didn't travel with the squad to Amsterdam. So whether Klopp throws him back in at the weekend, we know Joel's strengths as well. He is a natural centre half, so it wouldn't be no great shock to see Fabinho return to the midfield, particularly with maybe Thiago, whether he's recovered fully from the little knock he took at Goodison Park. But it's going to be interesting. What a story this will be if Liverpool can go and reclaim that Premier League title after, suffering so many setbacks the past week. And I think that win at Ajax last night was really needed just to give them that confidence, and especially the likes of Adrian. Alisson will hopefully be back before the end of the month, but I feel like that clean sheet was